Feeling the weight of a solid gold brick in her hands, it was hard for geologist Maggie Lehman to contain her excitement. That 12.4 kilogram, 400 troy ounces, gleaming piece of precious metal produced from the Bonanza Ledge underground mine on Barkerville Mountain was a hint of much more to come for Lehman in her work developing the neighboring Caribou Gold Project near Wells. Gold is currently trading at $2,418 per troy ounce. So if you do the math, that brick Lehman held for a photo opportunity is worth $967,200. It is really special to see a project go from soil and rock samples to full gold bricks, said Lehman. I'm very excited for the future. It's always the best part of the job, the most fun part of it, to get those nice pieces of gold. And there's plenty more to be dug from the area that spawned the Caribou Gold Rush. Lehman is this year's recipient of the Association of Mineral Exploration HH, SPUD, Hustis Award for her work developing the geological model that defined 5.1 million ounces in new underground deposits that make up the Caribou Gold Project. Based on samples obtained so far, the current mineral resource estimate for the project is approximately 3.5 million ounces indicated and 1.6 million ounces inferred. It's not hard to figure why everybody associated with the project is excited about the possibilities of another underground mine. We're doing a feasibility study right now which will show the economic potential once we account for development costs, mining costs, how much it costs to produce the gold in the mill and do the flotation process and concentrating it, said Lehman. Lehman is vice president of exploration for Montreal-based Osisko Development Corp. and its Barkerville Gold Mines division. She's leading the project to create a second underground gold mine in the area using the town of Wells as its operational base. In 2021, Osisko partnered with the Lhtako Dene First Nation to add a second phase to its Bonanza Ledge project on Barkerville Mountain. It's such a big part of the history of British Columbia, the Caribou Gold Rush that started in the 1860s and placer mining and development is what made BC part of Canada, said Lehman. She estimates only about 10% of the property has been drill tested in an area of surface gold showings that stretches for 86 kilometers. Some of the drilling has been close to historic placer and hard rock mines that produced several million ounces of gold in the Barkerville region starting in 1860. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates all the gold so far discovered in the world, mined and unmined, would fit into a cube 23 meters wide of each side and would weigh 244,000 tons. After years of surface mapping and accessing existing underground studies, the Barkerville Gold Mines technical team gained an understanding of the geologic model and what was controlling mineralization in the area. Diamond drilling commenced in 2015 and for 5 years the company utilized 8-12 drill rigs which produced 700,000 meters of core samples. The Caribou gold mineralization is hosted in quartz veins within sandstone rock and is not difficult to extract. They've drilled as deep as 700 meters, but the average depth of mineralization based on current drill NG is 350 meters along a strike length of about 6 kilometers over a width of 400 meters. The deposit is immediately south of the town of Wells and encompasses Cow Mountain, Barkerville Mountain and Island Mountain. The first gold discovery in the area was in 1858 and during the Caribou Gold Rush from 1860 to 70, there was about 3 million ounces produced. From 1933 to the late 1980s, another 1.5 million ounces was extracted from an underground mine near Barkerville. The Caribou Gold Project still has to go through an environmental assessment permitting process before a mine can be approved. Provided they clear all hurdles, Osisko hopes to have the mine under construction in 2024. To reach the gold deposits, the company plans to use electric-powered roadheader rock cutters, which will maximize production and minimizes mining emissions. Once operational, the mine is expected to have an initial mine life of 12 to 16 years and provide full-time jobs for hundreds of people. It will be of great benefit to the province of British Columbia to have more people working in the mining industry. It adds a lot of jobs and economic benefit to the province, and our community and Indigenous partners, said Lehman. Prince George, Quesnel and surrounding areas do stand to benefit from the future of having a mine in that area. From the suppliers we use, any vendors, consultants, contractors, environmental personnel, engineers, geologists and technicians. Osisko Development, through its subsidiary Barkerville Gold Mines, has put forward training programs to work with the College of New Caledonia in Prince George, BC Centre for Training and Excellence in Mining and Mining Industry Human Resources Council to put forward training programs to ensure there's a future dedicated and fully trained workforce of local people that can benefit from this project. Originally from St. John's, NFLD. Lehman has spent 8 of her 18-year career as a geologist working on the Cariboo Gold Project, where she's got to know the people of Wells and the 218 people who live in the mining town 180 kilometers southeast of Prince George. I love working in British Columbia and love the Wells, Barkerville area. It's been so great to work with so many great people locally and in the province, said Lehman. We've had such an amazing technical team that's done a lot of the work, boots-on-the-ground geologists, and everybody who's been so dedicated to the project the last 8 years. Everything has advanced so much in that time frame. People, in Wells, are excited about the project and want to see it advance. We've worked with so many great people in the community, so we're really excited to keep moving forward with this. Lehman will receive her AIM Award on January 25th in Vancouver.